Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. On today's program, we speak with Kim Dorn, Director of Marion County Public Health, about National Influenza Vaccination Week.
National Influenza Vaccination Week this week, and just tell us a little bit about that and why it's so important.
It is National Influenza Vaccination Week, and I know we're getting into winter, and folks are probably thinking, yeah, it's getting a little late for my flu vaccination, so I just won't get it, but that's not the fact. It's not too late, and an annual flu vaccination is the single best way to protect against the flu. So we are really encouraging people to get out there and get vaccinated. Vaccination is absolutely the best way to prevent flu. There are two ways to get antibodies, and vaccination is one and disease is the other. So we tend to guide people towards the vaccination. The flu activity generally peaks between December and March, and it can last as late as May. So it should be increasing here in the next, it should start picking up here in the next few weeks, usually during the holidays when everybody's getting together and got people who have their flu vaccination and people who don't have their flu vaccination all getting together and eating out of the same bowl and that kind of thing. We usually see an uptick in the flu during the holidays. It's important to remember that vaccination takes about 2 weeks to provide the protection from the time you get shot until the time that it really kicks in. So that'll take a couple of weeks. So if you've got a heavy social calendar at the end of December, I think we would really want to encourage you to get your flu shot soon.
Well, another thing that I've kind of discussed previously is also there are some people out there that still are thinking that, maybe there'll be some side effects. The flu vaccine will give me the flu. Is there anything you can say to kind of allay those concerns?
People do not get the flu from the flu vaccine. The vaccine that you, the shot that you get in your arm is a dead vaccine, so it's really literally impossible for you to get the flu from the vaccine. Now, if you get the nasal spray, which there's been some backpedaling on the nasal spray, actually, and so it's not quite as recommended as the shot. The shot is true and tried and true. So the CDC is really saying, do the shot. Now, the nasal spray is a live vaccine. There is a little bit more of a chance of getting the sniffles or something from that. But if you stay with the traditional flu shot, you're not going to get sick from that.
Protect ourselves, but also other people from the flu, really, by getting vaccinated. Because there are certain populations of people, it can be really bad for them, right?
That's correct. People at high risk, it's really the flu is one thing. The complications from the flu is what really is problematic for people. People at high risk include pregnant women, children younger than 5 years old, but especially if they're younger than 2 years old, and then people 65 years of age and older. And then anybody who has certain medical conditions, asthma, diabetes, heart disease, those kinds of things. The problem isn't just the flu. The bigger problem is the complications that people get from the flu. And those complications, the one that everybody thinks about is pneumonia, because that's one of the most serious ones. So people generally don't specifically die from flu, but what they die from is complications from the flu. So it can be anything from pneumonia to the flu can trigger things like inflammation of the heart or encephalitis, which is an inflammation of the brain. It can make chronic medical problems worse. People with asthma might have more asthma attacks. So there's just, it's those things that we have wrong with us anyway, and then you get the flu, and then it just makes everything worse.
Obviously, we're encouraging people to get the vaccine, but public health is a place where they can get the vaccine. So tell us about that.
There are lots of places that you can get vaccinated. The public health office, we do vaccinations for some folks, but we really encourage people to go to their primary care provider, their doctor, to get shots. Also, there's lots of places in the community. You can get them at the pharmacies, you can get them at grocery stores, you can get them at Walmart. There's no shortage of places to get a flu shot. So I can't find a flu shot isn't a good argument. So we really encourage people to get out there and get vaccinated, not just to protect yourself, but also to protect your loved ones who are really at risk anyway. Those young babies under 6 months old have no protection. They're too young to get vaccinated. And so those and then grandma and you know, those people who are really, really at risk, we need to provide them some herd immunity. We really encourage people to get out there and get it.
Thanks again to Kim Dorn. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.